Oh, God.
I'm all fucking out of sorts.
Okay. Uh-oh.
I'm a mess. I do my makeup in the car. Pulling up 6:30 when I told you 6 o'clock. What? I admit, I'm always about to fall apart. But you would never notice because I make you think I'm not. You say you know me.
We're here.
Yeah, that start was a struggle. I didn't think we was going to be able to be here.
I mean, we missed last week. We didn't record. Like, shit's just been
2021 is going to make it impossible to forget the year. Like, I feel like if you can get hit while you're down or kicked while you're down, peed on while you're down,
it was gonna
and
happen.
Set on fire, that's where we are. Like, that's yeah. where I'm at. I mean, this is like never ending turmoil in the last 2 weeks of 2021. Like, what happened?
I mean,
2020 happened. We're just stunned where trauma began, and that's where it began.
Yeah, I feel like we're never getting out.
You know what? I'm not joking. Like, I'm pretty optimistic. But I'll tell you what, I'm becoming very pessimistic with just this COVID crap. Like, I don't want to talk about COVID, but it really seems like what gives? Like, yeah. I really feel like that now. Like, I feel like, and I've said this before, like, it's taken me longer to come around to, like, the depression part of it or, like, the burial of feeling like you're never going to get out of it. And I am there. I'm like, what are we going to do? It just feels so mundane at this point. Like, we're literally not. Hey, happy Tuesday.
Welcome.
But really, you know what I mean, though? Like, last week, you and I were not feeling great. And we didn't record. And then this week, I told my husband and my mom, this is the longest I've ever been sick.
You do not. I mean, telling Wendy on the phone, like, she does not get sick like this. And Robbie had COVID, and you're more sick than Robbie.
It's so wild to me. Like, a lot of people, I haven't responded to very many DMs, but the ones that I read, and I did respond to a few. I told Spencer my screen time was down so much last week because I slept so much. It's like I didn't have any energy. And so many people were in my DMs saying that they had the same thing.
Everybody is sick.
And it lasted for 3 weeks for some people.
Yeah.
Like, wonder if this is a new string. Like, Lord, please don't. Oh, my God.
Who knows?
This is the WannaCron.
But it's like, God. And it's just, I'm feeling very hostile and resentful that people are, this is going to sound so ass backwards, that people are still so over the top paranoid with it.
Yeah.
And like, this is probably going to come back and bite me in the ass. But I was telling Robbie's aunt the other day, because his family is very COVID conscious.
Right.
Like, even though I had multiple negative COVID tests, I was not welcome at Christmas gatherings, which is like a whole nother thing. I was super bitter about that, and none of them listen to this, so I don't
care.
You're
fine. You can vent it out.
Yeah. But I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, it's Christmas. I'm testing negative over and over and over, and I can't come. Never mind the fact that Robbie was 10 days out from his first sign of symptoms.
It wasn't like
by the time Christmas
it.
Came around. Yeah. But whatever. I can see why they wouldn't want him there, but like, I wasn't even welcome. And I said to her, I was like, you know what? Everybody just needs to get over the fact that at some point, everybody's going
to
get it.
So when I went to the doctor on Monday of last week, literally sat there for 3 hours. Finally, I got in the room.
I can't believe you were there that long.
Oh my God. I was on the phone with Spencer when I first got there. And then I texted you when I left and I looked at our timestamp. That's how I knew how long I'd been there. And over 3 hours, and the doctor told me, because he tested me for flu, strep, and COVID, because he thought for sure I had the flu. He's like, because it came on literally midday Monday, bam, it hit. And he's like, I really think it's the flu. We're going to test you for all this stuff, whatever. Okay. Yeah. Came back all negative.
Better safe than sorry.
Yeah. And he was like, I'm so sorry. He's like, I feel like I wasted your time. He's like, but I'm going to be honest with you. at some point everyone's going to get COVID, because we were just talking about like not just being like able to have a cold.
Everybody gets the flu. Everybody right. gets the flu at some but point.
That's what we were talking about. I was like, yeah, I feel like I had to leave work because I have clients and I didn't want to be like contagious if I had something. And I made the joke. I was like, you know, you can't just have a cold anymore. And he was like, you know, I feel like everybody at some point is going to get it. I was like, no, I totally agree with you. I mean, that is reality. You are going to get COVID some way or another, one strain or another or whatever.
Right. Like, the vaccine obviously doesn't keep you from getting it. Like Robbie's it vaccinated, I'm like, vaccinated, but you know, it's going to keep you from getting less sick. I'm right. whatever. I'm not even going down that rabbit hole. Yeah. Do what you want. I don't really care. I'm not going to shame people for their choices one way or another.
Absolutely. You got to live. Like you said one time,
you have to, this is our new normal. Right. You have to figure out how to live your life and just
how comfortably to do it and the best way that you can do it for your family. And that's what you have to do. Like people aren't assholes because they don't get vaccinated, and people aren't assholes and dumb because they do. Like just freaking live your life and be smart. Wash your, do your due diligence, wash your damn hands, use your sanitizer at the end of the day. But that's it. Like there's nothing else you can do. I'm very cautious about stuff, but I'm still going to live my life. And guess what? Your girl still got sick. But I told Spencer, I opened my Bang energy drink. This is the first thing that I've had outside of ginger ale and water in like a week and a half. And it says potent brain and body fuel. I probably should have drank this a long time ago.
I mean, I think that would have cured your cold. Duh.
I mean, honest to God. I mean, I don't know. I've never really looked. It's got some amino acids and I feel like that's good. Maybe the acids will eat away this germ that's in my body.
That's definitely how that works.
Well, everybody in my DMs yesterday was like, oh girl, take the Mucinex D that with a Sudafed. I sent a picture. I said, that is what I've been taking. They're like, oh damn girl, you screwed. I was like, cool. Great. Like, I don't know what I have. I mean, at this point I'm blowing blood. Like it's blood. It's a sinus infection at this point. Like,
so I had a doctor when I had COVID and she told me never, ever, ever take the Mucinex that has the added stuff to it, the Mucinex D.
Oh, cool.
And to only ever take the regular Mucinex. And I asked her why, and I don't remember her reasoning now. So actually, this was a stupid point.
Great. Am I going to die?
No, but it's something about that it actually doesn't help as much as it should.
Oh, because the D's taking up some of the space?
Probably.
Figures. The D will always get you in trouble, you know?
Does that. Always. But this was like the first, I mean, besides the fact that everybody was sick and like everybody's plans got fucked up. I was so depressed. I'm not even going to talk about it really because I'll start fucking crying.
And then I'm going to start crying. And then I'm going to be even more congested. Yeah. So don't do that.
That's the worst.
The worst.
So congested. You're like,
watched a movie last night, made me cry. And I was like, this is the last thing I should be doing. I was sitting on my couch and I was like,
choking.
I may not die from this sickness, but I'm gonna die from crying to death on my couch.
Yeah,
Hallmark killed me. Great.
I just was like, I've been so depressed lately, and I was like, I had an epic meltdown with Robbie. Like the two of us just sat in the car and cried. I made him cry.
Oh,
and
no,
because apparently I was just being mean. But
you made him cry because you were being mean. But you made you cry because you were in your feels.
Yeah. Damn. When I'm in like a bad headspace, I lash out. I get mean.
We've talked about that before.
Yeah. Like I just, and part of it is like, I just want to be left alone. So then when I'm not left alone, I can't have my like space.
It's kind of like a 3-year-old throwing a temper tantrum.
Sure.
Like you're going to get yourself alone one way or the other. You're going to make some, you're going to piss him off.
Right. So
he's like,
but it just sucked. And then like Christmas, I was having so much anxiety. His mom left like the family Christmas to come to our apartment because
Was she here this week?
She was here all week.
I didn't know that.
And then Robbie flew back with her last night.
Wondering why you were by yourself.
Yeah, so he flew back with her last night, and then the movers are coming tomorrow, and they're driving down after the movers.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, that's something you get to look forward to. She's moving here.
Yes. That's fun. It is very exciting. But she
I wish you would have come over last night. I mean, I wouldn't have been worth the dang, but we could have cried on my couch together.
We could have, but I would have had to stand in your bathtub like
right.
I did.
You were hemorrhaging. So thank you for not doing that.
Yeah.
So
you're welcome.
You know. I can't throw up and be.
Oh my God.
Let's make this all about me.
Yeah, so bad. Anyways, but I just was like upset. Like, I don't know why I don't normally think about my mom too much around Christmas.
Okay.
Like, for those of you that don't know, like I have kind of a no contact thing with my mom. And so It's been so long at this point. It's like kind of normal. I don't really think about
it. How long has it been?
6 years.
Okay.
I think it's been six years.
So you've spent enough Christmases away that you just like kind of block it out at this point.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I haven't, that's not even just no holiday. That's, I haven't talked to my mom.
Right.
At all in like 6 years.
Yeah.
Anyways, so yeah, I mean, it's just kind of like, I just live my life at this point.
Yeah.
But I don't know why. I just couldn't stop thinking about her. And Robbie's mom gave me a gift and it was a pillow. And it was like, it's a pillow that, like, one of those things, like, I'm not a sentimental person. I'm not a knick-knacky person.
Okay.
So, like, I'll never have it out, but I'll keep it forever. It was, like, this little pillow and it was embroidered and it was, it said, to have a dream and see it come true is to have a daughter just like you. And I, like, lost my shit. And I felt so bad, but I was like, I was in such a bad headspace on Christmas. I'm like, ugh. It's just a weird time of year. And I'm never like this. Like at Christmas, Christmas is my happy time. And it's just like, I don't know if it's like the last year altogether. And then like combined with my personal shit, I just like, it sucked. I'm like, I just want to move past Christmas this year. And I hate that feeling because that is so not me. I am like, all Christmas, all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But then she gave me that pillow and I like, I literally just like lost it. And then I think she felt bad that she made me cry. And I was like,
no, it's okay. It's a good cry.
It's a good cry.
No, I was the same way. I wanted Christmas to end or not end. I was like, I wanted to hurry up and be here. And then
I just was over it. Yeah. I was like, there was so much stress this month leading up to it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't think I was the only one feeling this way. I think from a, like what I've been seeing on stories and in messages, like a lot of people have been feeling this way. Yeah. And the anxiety too, like even Bonnie.
I saw her. Yeah, I saw her.
And I was today. Like, fuck, like I feel you on that. It's just been such a weird holiday. And I really think it's like the culmination of last couple years. Like people are tired.
People are, I feel the exact same way with you that you do. And like I said, I'm usually very optimistic. I'm pretty bubbly, like annoyingly. Like
you're a glass half full kind of gal.
Yeah. And I always can see past like right now. I'm like, you know what though? It's going to be okay. It's going to, whatever. But I was the same way this year. But I think it's like I said earlier, it's mentally, emotionally, it's so draining. And it feels like even the people like me that are like pretty much like see it like, oh, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. People like that now are starting to be like, it sucks. This is bad. Like this sucks. We're never going to get out of this.
Yeah.
And we don't need everybody to be like that. And I was the same way. I'm usually like very excited for the holidays and like Christmas shopping and wrapping presents and all the things.
Yeah.
And I even had told a couple people, I was like, I hate to say this, but I wasn't ready for Christmas to pass. I was ready for Christmas to hurry up and come and then to go. Like, my Christmas stuff is down. Like, my tree is up, but it's undecorated. Like, I did that this morning. And oddly enough, this year, I read, I was cleaning out photos a couple weeks ago, and I talked about this on the drunk episode on Patreon. Don't listen to it, really. But I was talking about...
Absolutely listen to it.
Oh, my God. That's probably worse than the 21st because I could not stop repeating myself. I was like, ew, I'm one of those people when I'm drunk. Cool. Great.
I laughed so hard listening to that episode. Oof,
that was cringy. But I was cleaning out pictures on my phone and I found one from years ago and it was like a screenshot that I had taken off Pinterest and I could tell it was years ago because of the way that it was like set up.
Uh-huh.
But it was start Luke and you read a chapter of the Bible December 1st and you read it all the way to December 24th and you've read the whole book. If you believe and that's your thing, y'all should definitely do that. Like I did that every day and it made me like, I don't even know. It made Christmas Day a little more special because I like reset and I didn't even want to do like gifts became such an afterthought because I had read like you basically go through like Jesus's birth, but then like all the stuff he had been through. I don't know. It was so good to read that and like reset, especially in a time like this. But like, I was like, I just want Christmas Day to get here. And then I was like, I want it to be done. Like, I don't know. I'm just getting lost in my words at this point, but feeling the same way that you were, just anxious and overwhelmed and sad. Yeah,
like Robbie and I didn't do gifts. I was like, I'm not I don't know. I just wasn't feeling like indulging in the gluttony of the holiday.
I want to do that. Like, I think it's good to do that. Like, not do gifts 1 year. No, I think that's hard with kids. But, like, for Mike and I, or like, family and stuff. Or, like, scaling back. So you don't lose. Like, whenever I do gifts, I'm always like, oh, my gosh. Like, I hope they're not disappointed. I hope I spend enough. I hope. I think that, which is so dumb to think that.
I think lots of people do.
But, like, as people are opening, I'm like, all right, like, I hope, you know, this is good enough. And, like, but some years it'd be really nice to not do that and to actually do things that, like, play games or talk in, like, story time. I don't know. Just, what am I talking about, y'all? What?
No, I mean, I think with just the weight of everything, like, I haven't been on stories. I haven't I've just been allowing myself to just get through it.
But you do that in a good, in a nice way, like where you don't advertise like, hey guys, I'm not going to be on stories for the next couple of days. And I'm not saying that you're wrong for doing that, but I feel like it's such a production. Sometimes when people do that, we see people do that all the time where they're like announcing it. Hey, right. I need some time away. I'm going to take the next week off. Again, that's fine if you need to do that and that's your way of doing it. But sometimes just like do that and let yourself go through the feelings and emotions of whatever you need to do. That way you're not inundated with messages of people being like, I hope you're okay, which that's, it, again, it's fine. It's fine to get those messages and sometimes you need those, but it's kind of nice to naturally let that happen versus like advertising it and then getting even more, you get overwhelmed with that kind of stuff.
Well, and for me, I think I genuinely want to be on stories. I want to be on Instagram. I want to talk to like people, my people. Yeah,
of course.
But I think for a long time, I like would feel really guilty about if I wasn't storying because I felt like I should. And then when I would get on, it just felt like bad. It felt icky. Yeah. And now I don't feel that way. Now, if I want to pop on story and tell something that happened to me, great. I'll do that. If I want to, you know, get on a reel.
Well,
I'll
doing some good reel. I was like, girl, is this a reels account? She's been throwing out the reels. And listen, somebody posted the other day, who was it? I can't remember now, but I was watching somebody and they were like, basically reels is the only way to grow on Instagram. They've made it that way.
Yeah.
Like, posts aren't going to do it. It. People sharing you. Yeah, that does help. But reels are the only way. But then the more I thought about it, I was like, God, that's annoying. But then if you really think about it, reels are good because people will follow you and it'll stick because they can kind of see your personality in your reels. And I'm like, well, that's kind of smart because it's like a commercial for your page, right?
Yeah.
So,
and like that is how like I feel now. Like if I want to get on, I'm going to get on. I'm not going to feel guilty about not being on. If I'm going to be off, that's fine. And I had a couple people message me. I told a story. Actually, was it after I got the panties?
Oh my God, them freaking panties.
The fake panties.
I was dying.
You guys. Okay, if you didn't see my story. So Robbie comes bopping into my job and he's all excited. And he's got this like bright
pink. Did he know what it was?
No, he didn't.
The package, obviously.
Yeah, okay. So he had this bright pink envelope and there's like this little lacy thong strap hanging out of the sealed package.
Yeah.
And it's, what does it say? Like sniff my panties or something like that on the outside, like a label. And then it says like worn for 2+ days and all this stuff. Anyways, it's addressed to me. I'm like, who the fuck sent me this?
Somebody that listens, obviously.
Yeah, I was like, first of all, this is amazing. Like, I love whoever this is because they know me so well. Not because I actually want a pair of used panties. But
they obviously really know you.
They really know that I will find the humor. Sentimental gifts are great. If you give me a funny gift, love it. So I'm like, he's like wanting me to open it there. I'm with my male coworker who's laughing his ass off. He's sending photos of the envelope to his girlfriend. And anyways, I got home and I opened it. It has a little QR code. It's like, see who wore your underwear. So when you scan the QR code, it brings up a profile of a woman. So my coworker like took a picture of it. And it brought up this girl, 42 years old, blah, blah, blah. So then when I got home, I was going to take a picture of that to post to the stories. And it brought up a different girl. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, is this wrong? And then I realized when it pulled up the website, it's like a prank. So when you open the envelope, the like bubble pouch, there's nothing in there. It's a card that says like that this was basically a joke.
Yeah.
With a note from whoever sent it. And I was dying. So many,
you can send people a fart too. Me and my friend Jamie are always talking about like sending people farts. Like, but furthermore, who is the one that is like, oh, job forum, fart and bag associate? Like, who does that? Like, what? Like, bottle it up and send it. You're like, I would like to apply for the fart associate position, please.
There is a girl, and she, I know her from being on, it's not 90 Day Fiance. I think it's before the 90 days.
Okay.
It's one of those shows. Anyways, she was an OnlyFans person before the show, and now she like is loaded. She makes all kinds of money.
Yeah,
she sells her farts. She jars her farts, and she sells it for $500 a jar.
What do her farts smell like?
I mean, better be a fucking fart? Roses. Yeah,
I'll buy a candle, and that's the sale price. P.S. My mom, y'all, bless her heart. Y'all know I've talked about her before. She just texted me. And she's going to dog sit for us this weekend. And she was potentially around someone that, well, her best friend came over last night to exchange gifts. And the daughter-in-law is positive for COVID.
Oh, God.
And so she was like, do you still want me to dog sit? I'm like, yeah. She goes, okay, but I'll be on your furniture, though. I just don't want y'all to get sick. I'm like, mom, literally doesn't travel like that. COVID's not going to
live on my
couch.
Like, gone are the days where we're wiping down our groceries.
Bless her heart. No, but I mean, I don't know, back the fart thing. My dad one time had a candle that it, to this day, I can vividly remember the smell, and it was a fart scented candle, and they passed it around at Christmas one time as a joke. And when I got to it, I took the biggest whiff. They're like, oh my gosh, this candle smells so good. And I'm like, it literally almost made me throw up. I can still smell.
Was it supposed to smell?
Yeah, it was a fart candle. And then I turned it over and looked at the thing. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Disgusting.
Disgusting. Anyway, wow. What are we talking about in this episode? I love it. But Spencer and I haven't really seen each other. When is the last time I saw you? 2 weeks ago?
I know, which is a long time for us. And like, you've been sick. I've been crazy. I work like 11-hour days, 9 days in a row. Like,
our party got canceled.
Wiped.
We got a party that we're going to be doing in January at some point, and it's our ugly Christmas sweater party with all my girlfriends, and we were really looking forward to it, but listen, we're all feeling it. Yeah, I mean, it's just part of the game after Christmas.
I am very excited to make my sweater, though. I'm making my sweater, and I think it's going to be really good.
You might win it. You might take the cake,
honey.
I didn't
know that there was like a prize.
A couple of years ago, I bought a ugly Christmas sweater trophy. So we need to pass that around every year. So
that's cute. I love that.
Well, shall we move on to what people probably really want to hear?
I mean, yeah. Well, one of the things that I wanted to talk about with the speaking of like Christmas gluttony and the gifts and all that.
Oh, yeah.
So we see a lot of influencers, right? They buy the little Starbucks card, say, hey, like, treat yourself to something. I've loaded it up, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes it's $100. Sometimes it's a lot. Sometimes there's, like, $2,500 put on one of these gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Maddie Nelson did one a few weeks ago, and I just thought it was so funny that she got on her stories because, of course, you have the assholes in every situation who can't just take something nice and just treat it nicely. No. She had people using the gift card to buy themselves gift cards. She had somebody that was placing like $40, $50 orders.
Like buying breakfast. And she did, I think, $1,000 because she said the maximum it would let her put on. She posted it. I think it was like $1,000. And she's like, I can literally see.
She's like, I can see what you're ordering and where you're ordering.
That's terrible. Like,
terrible. I guess her husband had like a ton of points, like 700 points that he had been saving. They used all his points once the gift card ran out to order drinks. Like, that's so wrong. Like, that's so messed up.
But you know what? If you're doing that, like, I would feel so convicted. I'm not going to lie. Like, I would feel, if I have a can of soup in my cart that I didn't pay for when I leave the grocery store, I'm taking it back in. I'm going to give them $1 for it. Like, I feel so bad for that kind of stuff. Like, really. Can you imagine, like, going through there? Like, can you not just get a coffee? You didn't wake up this morning and know that you were going to get a coffee. That was a bonus to your day. Let's not buy.
Right. Like, that's just a nice.
Oh, my God.
A nice gift.
People really, though. This is why we can't have nice things, y'all. This is exactly why we can't have nice things. And this is why people don't do the most. Like, this is why people can't do those things, because people take advantage of it. And that's just a shame. Like, what if somebody really needed a coffee, but no, your greedy ass had to go buy every single item on the menu? Lord. But then on the other hand, what if that was their only meal and they needed $20? I don't know.
Well, if that was their only meal, they didn't need the three frappuccinos that they ordered in addition to the bread and the bagel. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. You're right.
If they needed a meal, they could order a food item and a coffee and then like move on. But $50 orders or getting yourself a gift card so that you can get stuff later.
But that's when, like you're what? You're thinking too many steps ahead of the game. Why are you going to buy yourself a gift card with money that wasn't even yours?
Yeah,
how that's can you stealing even do twice. That? You're going to hell.
One way ticket.
Like, you can't steal two thumbs. One thumb is enough.
It's like so wrong. But I'm like, I think about it and I'm like, that would be the end of it for me. If I was Maddie, I would never do that again.
Never. You ruined it.
Yeah.
And I would be like, this order from Lubbock, Texas, you ain't going to be able to do anything else because you just took it away.
What'd you just call it?
What is it?
Lubbock?
Yeah.
Oh, from Lubbock, Texas.
I was trying to sing it in my head. Didn't George Strait sing about?
Unless I'm wrong.
Lubbock, Texas. Lubbock. Yeah, my bad. Lubbock. Whatever. You got them nice new Lubbocks on the Reeboks, Lubbocks, the tomato, tomato, whatever.
Yeah. Same thing.
Oh my God. This does not actually give you brain clarity or whatever it said. Brain power. What did it tell me it gave me?
Bang.
Potent,
is, bang
potent
is lying.
Brain and body fuel. Lies. Calling you out on it, bang. Anyways.
Too funny.
Yeah. Emily, did you see that Champagne and Chanel was Mother Ginger in the Nutcracker?
I did not.
She was like in this huge lavish, I don't think I screenshotted it, this lavish thing. And like, she was legit in the Nutcracker.
Wait, like she actually acted in the play?
I didn't watch now? The play, obviously, but.
Like as an adult?
Yeah. Let me see if she has it saved. Like her whole like getup was insane. I saw it like in the midst of my, did she not save the Nutcracker on her highlights? Emily? Wow, I think it's just gone. I don't think we're ever going to be able to see it. Maybe she's tagged in it. Somebody for sure did.
I mean, that's kind of cool.
It was really cool.
You forget that like community theater. Well, I forget. Yeah. That, like community theater is a thing. And you're not just like nothing or on Broadway. Like right. there are
step
opportunities
downs.
In between.
We are an opportunity in between in our realm of life.
Yes, you're right.
I mean, hey, we might not be on a syndicated radio show, but baby, we're out here putting out to the, we are global. We're in Alaska, guys, in case you forgot.
In Alaska. Goodbye.
I thought I screenshotted it, but I didn't. If y'all have a screenshot of her outfit, please send it.
That's actually very cool.
It was really cool.
Does her role sing or dance?
I don't think so. It was just a little snippet.
Does everybody dance in the Nutcracker?
She actually couldn't because she was placed. I'm talking her, the bottom of her gown was like the size of this room. Like she was placed in this huge gown.
Oh, that's really cool. I
and she
see
had
it.
The hair and the whole getup. It was
clearly
really cool.
I haven't seen the Nutcracker.
I don't know that I ever have either. I did fall asleep at Phantom of the Opera one time. Well, if y'all have been on Instagram, y'all would know that everybody is sick right now, including us. Like. So I can tell y'all one thing that has been such a lifesaver was HelloFresh showing up at my doorstep when I got sick last Monday, just all of a sudden out of the blue. So I definitely didn't want to go to the grocery store and I definitely didn't really want to like meal prep or like cook much, but it was so nice and convenient because I got my HelloFresh and I was able to just pop things like basically right in the oven and it just took all the guesswork out for me. And I, again, didn't have to go to the grocery store.
HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items to choose from every week, including vegetarian, calorie smart, and gourmet options, providing plenty of variety, which is always nice so you're not eating the same things over and over, especially during the hectic holiday season. Ingredients travel from the farm to your door within a week, so you get the convenience without skimping on the quality. Plus, skipping trips to the grocery store and avoiding all of the other sick people is a wonderful
Everybody's
thing.
Everybody's so pleasant during the holidays.
Yeah, something like that.
Not in the grocery store.
No, but like Robbie when Robbie cooks, Robbie makes the same like two or three things whenever he's making dinner, which like they're delicious, but sometimes I just need something different.
Mix it up. Yeah.
And with HelloFresh, it can like expand his culinary horizon. He made a shepherd's pie from HelloFresh.
That was my favorite that I've had out of everything.
I'm not even a shepherd's pie person per se, and it was delicious. So
my mom had never had shepherd's pie, and I made it when she was here. And she was like, I don't want to try that. I'm like, Mom, just try it. She even was like, wow, that's really good.
Yeah.
Like, it was better than she's a cheeseburger kind of girl, you know?
Oh, much better than a cheeseburger.
Go to HelloFresh.com/swipingup14 and use code swipingup14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/swipingup and use code swipingup14. America's number one meal kit. Is that your thing? Like opera type of things?
Opera or like musicals? I love musicals. A good musical.
No, I love musicals.
Opera's not my thing. Although
I love a musical, but opera, I went one time with some girlfriends, like 7 of them, and they were all like, this was so beautiful. Like, oh my God. And I was like, I'm about to leave an intermission because I don't do that. It gets on my nerves.
Here's the thing. I also feel like, I don't know if I am just like the trashiest bitch ever. Like, am I just so uncultured? I hate art galleries and museums. No fucking thanks. Like, I can't just stare at a piece of art and be like, oh my God.
And sometimes it's someone's face like this.
Right. I think I understand what the artist was trying to convey with the the angles and the, you know, look at the strokes. You see the
color pattern.
Yeah, you see the pressure of the brush stroke here. And he's talking about the angst that he felt in the 1970s when he was going through, you know, this and that. And I'm like, huh?
No. Like, if you paint lips on someone's ass, I think you're trying to tell me to kiss your ass. Like, I don't understand abstract art like that. And I had to go to one of those one time. Like, I cannot with the abstract. And hey, if you do
I love abstract art.
You do you.
I can't. It's not telling me a story.
Me either. And sometimes it's really pretty.
I just like the way it looks. Very shallow.
Right. No, you're not. I'm with you because it doesn't tell me anything either. Like, I can appreciate the artist and what they are doing and expressing themselves. But as far as you telling me the story through it, I'm going to need you to actually tell me because I don't understand. I don't follow, if you will.
Like, I did have to go to an art show once. I say have to.
I was going to say, I noticed what you said.
I was drug along. And literally, it was a soccer ball with like one patch that had been cut out and was one patch. You know what I'm talking about. One little like hexagon shit.
Yeah.
And had been like cut out and was like folded over.
Was it the black one or the white one?
I don't remember. Okay, all I remember is that people were standing around this like oogling it like it was a masterpiece. And I was like, this is fucking dumb.
Like, they need to sew it up.
Like, what are we doing? Mm-mm. Why is this something special? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. But no. But anyway,
But I don't have the artist's brain. I don't know. My mom is an artist and my brother is a working artist. Yeah. He's in galleries. His art is his art. I don't know. Like,
but see, that's the thing. I don't get it. I love art, and I definitely feel like I'm a hair sauce because I love art. I took art in high school. I love painting. I love drawing. I love doodling. I love art. Like, I really do. And crafts, like, I'm there for that. I'm that side of the brain. I am not the other side where it's like words and numbers and stuff. And I feel like with the abstract stuff, I don't know. Maybe I'm really an abstract artist.
I literally just like things surface level. I don't think there's any depth of
you don't want to get deep. Like, there's certain things that you should get deep about, and I mean that's not it for me. Opera, same way. I don't understand it. You get on my nerves. I don't like that. Like, it really does. Like, it's just annoying to me. That's really mean to say. If you're an opera singer, I'm sure your voice is beautiful, but it gets on my nerves.
Well, it's not that their voices aren't pretty.
It's beautiful. It's just
you aren't into that type of music.
No, but musicals. Now, let me tell you, I saw Legally Blonde. I've seen Elf. I've seen all the musicals. I love that. We should actually go to a musical.
I love musicals.
Wait, we did. We went to Mean Girls.
Yeah, we went to Mean Girls.
That was good.
That was good.
I love a musical. I wish I could perform in a musical because I feel like I would shine acting and getting all decorated and dressed up and singing. Y'all, Fisher got this karaoke machine for Christmas. And they had a choice of gold or black. And I got him gold because I foresee me using it more than
him. I was just going to say, really, you got it for us. She sent me a picture and she's like, Christmas gift for Fisher or us? I said, us, obviously.
I mean, that thing, if I could be a singer, out of here. But anyways,
funny.
Well, now that we know that we're both shallow people and don't understand art.
Yeah.
Whatever. I understand don't Sketchy take me to Mandy's. An art gallery. I love Sketchy Mandy's art. Like, that's so cute.
See, yeah, like I like art. I just am not. I'm not gonna walk through a museum and be like, oh yes, look at that. Like that's not me.
I did a bike brew tour in Tampa in St. Pete when I lived there, and me and my neighbors all got on our bikes and we drank at all the pubs, and there was art museums. Like there's several in that area, and we went and looked at all the exhibits. And literally, I'll have to post the picture, but it's me and there's like a what's it called? When they're, it's their face. What's it called? Like a structure of their face.
Oh my God. I don't know. A statue?
Yeah. A statue. It's a man. And he's like, and I'm standing next to him like this. And the caption on my Instagram with a terrible filter says, he ain't even listening or something like that. Was not coherent. And I love you imagine putting earphones on and trying to like follow along with art when you've been drinking?
No. And like I can cruise through in about 5 minutes. It's the people that stand there and they like just stare at pieces for like 10 minutes.
I love the signs. Please do not touch. I'm like, don't worry. Yeah. I don't want to touch it. It's black.
I don't care.
Now that we've offended all the artists that listen to us, great. You know what though? I'm an artist too, and we're all artists in our own right. That's true.
Just because I don't get your art doesn't mean it's not valuable. You know,
all art matters.
There you go.
To somebody,
just not us. So Cotton Stem signed off.
Oh, did she? Okay. Did she?
And I'm not gonna lie, I got a little misty eyed and I was like,
when did she do it?
Before Christmas. It was a few days before.
Okay. Did she do it on stories? Can I see it?
She might have saved it as a highlight. She did a post. She did a series of stories, and in the stories her font said the same thing as the caption underneath her last post.
Any of those?
Yeah, the very last.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Or the most recent one, whatever. And she just basically talked about how excited she was and thanked everybody for, you know, supporting her and her family. And she talked also about how like 3 years ago she had a moment where she behaved really ugly towards her family trying to get like a perfect Christmas photo.
Okay.
And she said that it was kind of like a turning point for her. She was like, I don't want to be this person that's willing to sacrifice like my love and affection towards my family in order for content or to get good content. I don't know. I just like really respect her for the choice and the way that she's handled the exit. And she was kind of like, you're going to see one more sponsored post from me before the end of the year, but that's the only thing I'm going to be posting. And like,
she didn't say if she was going to end up doing the smaller account like she originally talked about or no.
She didn't say anything about it. She kind of left it open ended, but almost to me, it felt like she's leaning towards no. Like she probably won't be back.
Yeah. I read on where did we see it? Or maybe someone sent it to us and people were basically trashing her. Excuse me. People were trashing her for taking so long and kind of like toying with this.
Why? That's a huge thing to walk away from. Like why make a rash decision about it?
No, absolutely. Somebody must have sent it in our inbox, but they were basically saying, if you're going to step away, just step away. Like stop advertising it almost.
I think when you're doing it as like we were talking about earlier, when you're doing it as a break, fine. Yeah. Like, you know, a weekend away. She took an entire summer off for somebody that posts every single day, multiple times a day, because that's her full-time job. Yeah. That's a big thing. She's
also obligated to post based on sponsored ads. And also, as she talked about I think it was the very first one, if you're not posting regularly, your Instagram basically puts you at, like, they keep taking you down notches because they find you not relevant or they don't find importance in your account or whatever, however she said it. But you know what? Good for her. I feel like sometimes, and maybe this is just me, but whenever I'm watching someone's stories, I feel like I've gotten, and again, I could be totally wrong here, and I do it based on how I am on mine. I can tell when my stories are when I'm not enjoying a moment and it's just stories versus moments that I'm like really enjoying it. And then I grab my phone to story real quick. And then looking back, I'm like, wow, I can tell that I was really engaged in what I was doing, but I wanted to share a piece of it.
Yeah.
And I can also tell when I wasn't engaged and I was just wanting to story things. And I feel like watching people, I can tell that too. In some mm-hmm. people, you can see as you're doing it yourself, like kind of start to see when people are showing tons and tons and tons of footage of something. It's like, how are you actually enjoying it if all you're doing is storing? Because looking through your phone is not the same as looking at what you're seeing.
No.
And I had to realize that, especially if you're getting older. I'm so quick to put the camera in his face and like record him doing something. And then I'm like, oh, I missed like seeing him do it. But then I also love to watch the video of it because I love seeing him do it. But sometimes you have to just enjoy. I think some things are better left as a memory versus as a video.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That sounded really good. Wow. That is definitely going to be a caption. I feel so artistic right now.
Autistic?
Artistic. Somebody one time though, when I was doing hair, I mean, I do hair, but there was this jerk of a guy. Like he was such a douche. He would come in and he would only let me cut his hair. And he was an older guy and he had kids, and his wife would come in and sit there while he got his hair cut. And he was just such a douchebag. And one time we were talking about cutting hair and he's like, you know, I just feel like, you know, you really need to focus when you're doing this part. I like really want it rounded right here. And I was like, oh, absolutely. And we started talking about being artistic. And I was like, I mean, yeah, I'm artistic. He goes, autistic. He made a joke in the salon and nobody laughed. We were all like, literally not funny. Like, yeah. You're such a dork. Anyway, what I said was very powerful. God, I feel so inspired.
It was.
Wow. This bang really does give you brain body fuel.
This bang gives you wings.
That's no, that's Red Bull. Bang, bang gives you more bang. Bang gives you that pow. It gives you fuel.
Maybe that's what I need.
You should. I mean, I don't know. It's got me a little lightheaded. I'm not going to lie. Probably.
I'm already lightheaded.
Probably because I took ibuprofen, Mucinex D, which apparently is not great, and then bang. That can't be good mix. See, I think about these things. I'm no doctor. I am no doctor, friends. But I told Mike today, I said, I'm really trying not to take any medication because I'm the type, I'm not anti-medication. Like, I'm not going to suffer, my God. But I also feel like your body does certain things like because it needs to fight through it. So if you have a headache, I try to drink more water because your body's telling you something. I don't want to just mask it.
Right.
And this is day 7 or 8 of me taking ibuprofen and Mucinex. And that kind of freaks me out.
Yeah. I don't like when I go days on end taking something. I mean, I'm
like
on
a bender. Like that can't be good.
But did you know that if you eat a banana when you have a headache, that it has a similar effect as Tylenol?
No kidding. I ate a banana. The only thing I ate last week was a banana on Monday when I didn't feel good.
Well,
maybe
know.
Subconsciously I knew that.
Yeah, they say it's nature's Tylenol. If you have a headache, you're supposed to eat a banana.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And I swear, and I get some pretty doozy headaches. I mean, if it's past, for me, if it's past a certain point in the headache, it might help a little bit, but I usually just have to bite the bullet and take something.
Yeah.
But if I'm starting to get a headache or it's just like a light headache, which for me, a light headache, a banana will do it. It'll help.
I've never tried such. Yeah. I will be trying that then.
Yeah.
Cool. I didn't know that.
The more you know. Blue, blue, blue.
We got to get better at the sound effects. Like we have sound effects.
I know. But the problem is they're unlabeled.
I know. I need to do our label. Just pick anyone right now. Go.
Okay.
Yes.
Yay.
Thanks guys. Thanks for coming out.
In a banana. Have you watched The Real Housewives Girls Trip?
No.
Bitch.
Is it so good?
It's so, long story short, I started my period last night and it was like, I talked back in November about my last period where it was like really bad. I was like hemorrhaging blood, and I had a bunch of people message me and they're like, I think maybe you should see a doctor. Maybe you have fibroids.
Spencer definitely has fibroids. Don't ask me how I know.
I don't know if I have fibroids. You have fibroids. There's something not right. Like
at all.
TMI, this is your exit point.
3, 2, 1.
Great. It was like uterine jellyfish. I mean, I sent Wendy a photo of one, like one of my clots.
After I finished gagging and I looked at it, I was like, you got to go to the doctor. Like, it's the size of...
It's a fist. If it's a fistful. And I passed 7 of them total last night in a matter of like 2.5 hours.
Like, I almost feel like you don't have a uterus. I think you had a hysterectomy.
I think I might have. I might have. It was bad. I mean, at one point I said I was like, I felt like I was having a water birth. I filled my tub. I just got in my tub on my knees and just like free bled because it was... bad. It was so bad. And I felt lightheaded and sick to my stomach and like I was going to puke. And I forgot where I was going with this. Oh, I know. I started watching Housewives. Real Housewives because I was literally just in agony going back and forth between my bed and the bathroom. And I'll be damned if that isn't so good. I was not sure how I was going to feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Ramona. And I'm probably going to get shit for saying that, but I don't know what it is.
You have a soft spot.
I have a soft spot for Ramona. She is absolutely terrible and lacks any and all self-awareness.
Right.
But I actually think that she like in her heart of hearts is like she wants to do the right thing and she wants to like be a nice person. She
don't know how.
She just doesn't know how. She's very misguided.
Right.
Anyways.
She's lost, bless her.
That and I dislike Kenya. So the two of them together, it just like, I dislike Kenya and I have a soft spot for Ramona. And I love Cynthia. I need to watch it. I don't know. It was good. It was good.
I have a Yellowstone update for you.
Where are you at?
Season 3, episode 4. Because I didn't start at season 1.
No, shut up.
That's why it wasn't making... Remember when I kept saying stuff? I'm like, this doesn't make sense. Like, the little boy is all up in... I'm like, this ain't right. Yeah, I didn't start at 1. So apparently, I got...
Oh my God.
I was like, this is not right. So I stopped it and looked and I'm on season 3. I was like, no wonder. Like, there was stuff that I knew that I was missing. And I was like, okay. Like, what? Yeah, girl, I'm dumb.
Okay, so how many episodes have you actually watched?
4.
Okay.
So.
Of season 3.
Of season 3.
No wonder.
That's why I was like, man, this is wild. Like, so the little boy, like when it, the first
How would you even, I don't even know how you could come in the middle of that and have any idea what was happening.
But don't you remember I was telling you, I was like, I don't know. Some of this doesn't make sense or like it was good, but like Beth, like I was like, she is wild. Did she get beat? In season 3 or season 1? When it first opens the show up and she's beat and sitting on the rocking chair in the front porch. What episode is that?
So that is, I want to say it's, I marathoned through so fast.
Because I think what happened was did they take it off of, what am I watching it on? Hulu? Is season 3 and 4 on Hulu? And then they've put exclusively 1, 2, and 3 now on Peacock.
Oh, maybe.
They had to have because I think I started episode 1 because it starts in the beginning and she's sitting on the front porch and she's beat. She's all bruised up.
I think that it's season 2 where that happens.
Okay, well, I watched some of that one. I'm all out of order because I saw that one.
Let's just say Beth gets fucked up a couple times.
Okay. All right. Well, I watched whatever that one was.
The bad one is season 2.
Okay. So then I must have seen some of that one. Did they remove it from Hulu? They had to have because I started it and now it's not there. And I looked it up last night.
We've been watching it. We watched it on Peacock.
From the beginning?
Yeah.
Oh, because I was watching it on Hulu.
Or Paramount. I actually think it's Paramount.
Is it? Because okay. Well, last night I was going to watch it and I was like, I am not on season 1. It said finished watching season 3, episode 3. Like I finished that and I'm like, yeah. Oh my God.
No, girl, you need to go back.
Well, I need your login for watching it on. I was going to sign up last night, and I was like, no, I'm just going to get Censor's login. So just give me your login for that one, and let me just...
When I get home, I'll make sure that it's Paramount, and I'll give you the login for it.
I'm pretty sure it... Okay, yes, please do. Because regardless, I was like,
you need to watch it because so the show annoyed. Is right up your alley. And
I know. I'm so aggravated. It will make
much more sense.
Well, yeah, when they had the little boy in the wood, I was like, this, okay, no. Mm-mm. I was like, I'm missing something.
You need the character development from the first season especially.
Well, that's why I told you I thought Beth was crazy. I was like,
don't get me wrong, Beth is crazy.
Right, but did you pick up on that in season one or season three?
Oh no, season one, she's cock-a-doodle-doo right from the beginning.
Okay.
But I love Beth. She's one of the best written characters on TV.
People say that. Yeah, people say that all the time. But well, I'm excited to watch it. Last night, I was really going to watch it. And then I ended up watching some sappy movie instead. Oh, and I was like, cool. Well, now that I'm crying and. All right. Well, then just give me your login.
So tonight, you need to marathon. Some Yellowstone.
So aggravated.
Try to get through two episodes.
Okay. Yeah, I will. No, I will. I'm annoyed with myself. I was like, that's I cannot so wait to funny. Tell Spencer. Go figure. This is why we can't have nice things. This is why we can't talk about shows. Because when I do it, I don't even do it right. I can't even binge stuff right.
It's okay. You know what? We all make mistakes.
Yeah, well. That is a time expensive mistake. I don't have time to be burning like that.
It is. But you know what? When you catch up, you're going to be like, okay, I remember. You can just fast forward through those episodes.
That's true. And I'll notice other stuff. Because you know when you rewatch something, you're like noticing other things.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe I'll just notice some other stuff. There you Pick go. Up on it. It might have been a little foggy branded, whatever.
I know. I'm like, okay, this is the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
New Year's is this weekend. That's crazy.
What are you doing for New Year's?
I don't know. Probably fucking nothing.
Sounds fun.
I mean, I don't know. We don't really do like New Year's.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just with everything going on, probably nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll just go out to dinner and
hang out.
Yeah.
Your mother-in-law will be here, right? So then y'all can hang with her.
She will. I don't know if she's staying with us or if she's staying with his aunt.
Does she move in? Wait, where is she going to live in the same area y'all are in?
She's going to be in Apex.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so she's, she's within 10 minutes of us.
Nice.
But her place will y'all be ready when it
should just buy a house together, you, your mother-in-law, and Robbie out here.
Listen, I would do it. I even said to Robbie, I said, do you think your mom would live with us if we bought a house? And he was like, probably not. And then I asked her and she said no.
Oh, she said no?
She likes space.
Buy a bigger house, have her have upstairs.
Duh. Like buy something with an in-law suite.
Right. Duh. Like it's no big deal. It's fine.
We'll just see how much the people that own the Hold house want. Lord. There's this house. I put it on my stories that does these Christmas lights. That house is absolutely gigantic.
He's so awesome though. Do you follow his Facebook? And he's so awesome. Last year, we just got lucky when we hit it. We were the third car in line when we took Fisher.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, we were so lucky. And he was so nice. Like, just such a nice guy. And so now Mike is, obsessed with him and, watches all this stuff. He's like, oh, my God, did you see that he did this? I'm like,
that is so funny.
Mike knows all about him. But he's, super high ranked, I think, in the Air Force or something.
So he owns a construction company.
Mm-hmm.
It was a construction removal company or something. He's definitely got something else too, but
I think he's a pilot too.
He's not a pilot. So are you talking about the photo mm-mm. of him in the cockpit?
No, I think we'll have to ask Mike off of this. Because
somebody asked him on the Facebook page, you guys, this is probably so not interesting to any of you. Okay, whatever.
Okay. I was gonna say we can talk about it later. The house is incredible. I mean, he legit goes
look up house MG's Vision and Lights in Apex, North Carolina. It's ridiculous. Let's just buy it. We went through two nights in a row.
Did you really?
Yeah, because
they own that land across the street. He bought that too.
They own that and they own a house down the street too.
Let's just
another one.
You know what? He's so generous. I'm gonna ask him. I'll comment on his Facebook page if we can just live there for
a
little bit.
The garage. That looks sweet. What's the rent? I'll live there.
We don't even care. We'll help you decorate. We'll be your elves. I don't care.
Love it.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
To not take be better care of myself.
Mm, I like that.
Yeah, because I put myself on the back burner a lot. And so that's my resolution.
Not this year, you're not.
Nope, not this year.
Nope.
Mm-mm. What about you?
I don't really know. God, that sounds so annoying. I don't really mean, I don't make New Year's resolutions. I try to make every year the best year though. You know what I mean? Like I try to make it my best year. So if I missed out on doing something last year, I want to do it this year. But I mean, I've told you 764 times. So we know I repeat myself. Like we got to do so much with swiping up. We have so ideas that we, Spencer and I, spoiler alert, we're not executors. We freaking suck at, like, we will collaborate. We have this vision and the vision is insane. It's so fun. It's so much to do. And damn it, if COVID don't need to pipe it down, you're not invited to any event. So go
fucks
sit
all
down.
Our shit up.
Literally. And we don't have time for that.
If we plan this fucking Dallas show, which we need to get with Courtney.
When?
But I'm just saying, I was going to say, if we plan this Dallas show and it gets fucked up because of COVID stuff, I will riot.
Riot. I mean, there's no other option at this point. But no, Spencer and I, like, that is definitely on my resolution. No.
We need to make a vision board.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what we need to do next week.
Writing it down right now.
We'll make a vision board within the next couple weeks. We need to make our vision board. I'm not normally a vision board gal, but I do believe in manifestation.
Yeah.
And I think that it'll help us.
No, it will help us. And we are going to manifest so much fun stuff. Like swiping up is like really top three of my resolutions. Resolutions, goals, whatever.
Yeah. I feel you.
It's going to be popping.
I'm
and
in.
If it's not popping, we'll try again.
Resolution. take better care of ourselves.
Right.
Follow through with our stuff.
Follow through. Yeah. We do not. Me and you. Follow through.
Like, we have this great idea. We wanted to do an ornament exchange with the swipers in the Facebook group.
The worst.
Totally forgot about that. That didn't happen. Mm-mm. I'm like, damn it.
Do you know how much stuff doesn't happen?
I know.
We have great ideas. Like when we talk offline, we have the cutest, funnest, all the things. And then like I'll be listening back to some pieces of our episodes and I'm like, oh, cool. I need to post a story for that. Oh, said I was going to post a story. Never.
You know,
never
we had a swiper email us a while ago asking if we needed like a virtual assistant. And at the time I was like, nah, but like.
We kind of do. We kind of do. And it's a good problem to have. But like now that we have ads and things that we do, like we probably do need a little help.
Probably. But anyways. All right. Well, you know what? In the name of not being gluttonous, we're not doing swipe ups this week. Mm-mm. We just want you guys to go to like our most recent Facebook post and write your resolutions. What are you resolving to do this year?
Resolving. I like it.
Yeah.
Resolution. The other word to it is resolving. Resolve. Huh.
I think so. I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
And
I've
resolving.
Bled out my whole uterus. Okay. I had a hysterectomy last night.
You're
I don't know.
You're way smarter than I am. So I do trust you. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Your resolution. You're resolving to do something. I think that's right.
I 99.9999%. You're right. Like, trust me, who am I to question anybody at this point?
I mean, whatever.
I need to just sit down, you know. I need to just be quiet.
Well, if you would like to support this shit show and get bonus episodes and access to season one, you can head on over to patreon.com/swipingup. If you want to be our virtual assistant, send us an email.
Yes, and we have two more cups, y'all, if y'all want them.
Yes.
Two more cups left. You might not want them, but it's fine. But we do.
You might not want them.
Dead. Oh, boy.
Goodbye.
Follow us. It's Swiping Up.
All the things. Subscribe. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Leave
us some words of affirmation. Lord knows we could use it. Follow us at Swiping Up. And me at Spencer So Basic.
And me, Wendy, at Wendy B and Basic.
And as always, don't forget to hashtag
embrace the basic.
Bye.
Bye, guys. So